was. Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. And here we are. Hi, it's Phil Hendry. Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show for this day, whatever the hell it is. For this day, Friday. It is Friday, right? Yeah. Now let's take a look at the music and see just how fucked up this is. This ought to be really good. Right. It's a little Sam Spence, man. Sam Spence, the guy who did the music for the NFL, you know? Anyway, welcome to the final installment of our, the final pre-show for this week. And these pre-shows ain't been much, I know. Maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. And that's because we basically have our segments planned out and pre-produced, you know. Excuse me. God damn it. Sure hope I'm not getting fucking throat cancer. I'm kidding. I think I'm kidding. I do get at the end of the fucking day. And it's, I don't think I've been working my voice out. That's the problem.
And you know, Phil C, you see what happened? Phil, you have to work the voice out. You must. You simply must. You must. And another thing, Mr. Henry, you know,
I would probably do well to just do a whole bunch of R.C. Collins during the day.
I'm R.C. Collins.
I don't know. So, today is Friday. There's Art. And see, he's a radio dog. Look at all the stuff behind him. He's got shortwave shit there. He's got oscillators there. And he did his show. I looked at, you know, his studio. And it's just like the studio of any radio guy. Any cat. Now, this was 98. Do you guys know what was happening then? Was it Hale Bopp? I bet you it was Hale Bopp, wasn't it? Because I remember going on the roof of KFI and looking at it. There he is there, you know. Now, you see, he's using a headset mic. And as I remember listening to his show now, it sounded like he was using a rather thin-sounding mic. I can't stand those because generally you hear a lot of voice pop, but I didn't hear any when I listened to Art. He sounded like he was on a stationary mic someplace, not on a headset mic. And there were some cats that used those, but I don't know. So there's his setup. Is that outside his house? I was never there. Maybe some people, maybe even some listeners. I doubt it, though. As he said to Larry King, the problem with having a home studio is you're there all the time. Everybody knows where you are. He was a sweet guy. He really was. I got a picture of him and I together someplace. The only photograph I have of Art Bell and me together. And it's at a radio conference at the Marriott there in Marina Del Rey. Anybody listening who's in the business or was in the business, you know the one I'm talking about. It's the only Marriott in Marina Del Rey is what it is. And there were a few good times had there, I'll tell you what. A few good times had there. I was there for a bunch of stuff. They had the nominations for the Radio Bullshit Award there and all kinds of stuff. And Art was there. I don't know, maybe Art was there for that. And I know he got nominated for, didn't he win a Marconi? He should have. I mean, if you don't give a Marconi to Art Bell, who the fuck do you give one to? Honest to Christ, I mean that. So he must have won at least one. If you don't give a Peabody Award to a guy like Art Bell, what are you giving that thing out to? Who are you giving it out to? You giving it out to people that can make you money? I mean, who is behind those awards? That's what I'd like to know, because if you're not giving those awards out to really deserving people, then it must be some scam to make money. And so you give them out to broadcasters that can help you do what, man? Like the the big scandal was a few years ago, James Dobson on Focus. This guy got a broadcasting award. Now, I'm not putting down the guy's what he was. He's a religious guy. That's fine. But he's not a fucking broadcaster. Unless you want to say, whoever gets the most audience, that's the award. And I know there's a lot of people out there saying,
well, then what's the point, Phil?
Well, you know, there is such a thing as the art of broadcasting, you know, something we used to talk about, and some of us still do. And if you look at the Academy Awards, and if you look at the Pulitzer, and if you look at the Emmys, and if you look at particularly the Emmys for television, they don't give them out to necessarily the movie or the TV show that made money. Because, you know, the famous story of Hill Street Blues winning all those Emmys the year it had no viewers. And those Emmys helped it stay on the air. And guess what? It attracted an audience. Why? Because it was a quality fucking TV show. Well, the same thing goes with radio. There's no difference. But radio is too into making an immediate buck. All that other gay-ass shit, which is frankly what they call it. Radio's got a lot of hardcore people that think all that Hollywood stuff is real faggy. Excuse me for saying it, but that's what they think. And I want to get an odd bullshit. Art? That, what do you mean, art? Just read the fucking commercial like that. Art was one of the few guys who did exactly what he wanted to do. And he didn't give a flying fuck what anybody thought. And as I told you, he broke all the goddamn rules. He broke all the rules. Not because he was a rule breaker, but because it was comfortable for him. It's how he wanted to roll his show out. It's how it felt good that way. What can I tell you? You know, hey, Art, what are you doing 40-minute phoner interviews for? That's what I want to do. You know, that's the guy's available for 40 minutes. And frankly, in the middle of the night, who the fuck gives a shit? You got people there falling asleep. You listen to this voice. What's he holding up here? What is going on here? This must have been a real heavy show. This is December of 97. Now we're back to December of 98, a year later. He looked real serious in 97. Now he's looking like he's enjoying life. There he is back in 97, looking all serious. 1 year later, he's all smiles. No, he's serious there. I got to believe a lot of that's Hale Bop stuff, don't you? But I think that's a worthy thing to discuss. You know, if a guy like Art Bell doesn't win a Marconi, I can understand to the extent, because there are a lot of people who thought that I should be winning all kinds of fucking awards for the shit that I do, and I can understand why I haven't. It's too, it's too contrary to what radio's trying to do. In other words, it goes against what, it was almost anti-format. And I understand that. Art Bell is tailor-made. His show, if ever there was a show that got audience, attracted advertisers, and oh yeah, was really quality programming, there it was. My show struggled with advertisers. We struggled with audience. We struggled with affiliates. And that's not going to win you friends in the radio business. Maybe if it was a TV show. But anyway, well, Art Yehuda, what's going on here, man? I'm Art Bell, and I've got some... I'd like you to meet a young lady tonight. This is my mother. What the fuck is all this shit? Pretty funny. But if ever a guy deserved one of those, it was Art Bell. Voila. So what I'm going to do here is, as I said, get into this shit, and then get out of this shit. Let's see. Let me see what I got here. Just getting my look at that happy little family. There he is. That's just a great guy. That's a happy man. He's not a cynical guy. He doesn't look like there's a thing in the world bothering him. And why the hell would there be? You know, what did he sell his company for? Didn't he sell his company for, I think he sold his company for like $9 million? And I mean in the 90s. In other words, TRN bought it and then proceeded to syndicate it. So it was still Art. Didn't own the product anymore, but he owned, I don't know. I don't know what he negotiated with them, but the fact is he got some bank going. Let me see what this is, guys. I think this is my commercial. iTunes is being updated. Oh, well, isn't that just a marvelous thing? Yeah, tinfoil, yeah. Don't you know I danced last night till a quarter to three? I had Art Bell on. Doesn't look to me like fucking iTunes is updating jack shit. Don't fuck with me, man. I gotta goddamn get this. Where the fuck's the come? Here it is. Okay, no, wait. No, just hold the fucking phone, Jim. Here's my thing. No, 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 no. Bullshit. Wait a second. The sounds that... While it's being updated, my fucking ass, it's open right now, motherfucker. Watch this. I got something I'm going to show you. Dig this. No? It won't let me update it, huh? Well, I got a promo that I have to put into tonight's show and or today's show or however, and I can't goddamn do it because they say iTunes is being updated. Bullshit. You know what? I'm going to close it out and reopen it. I may have to just... I mean, what? Hey, bullshit, man. Okay, I got it. Piss me off. Well, how long is this going to take, Jack? You know what I'm saying? Do, 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 do.
You dig what I'm putting down here? See? That's what I'm trying to say.
Now what?
Are you sure you want to... What?
Yeah, that's what I want to do, you cunt. God damn it. Producers, now put this into this thing here. Now watch this, man. Remove from my cloud. Yeah. That's one way of doing it, motherfucker. That's one way of doing it, motherfucker. The sounds that I heard. The squirrels that bother me.
The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner. Join Todd as he interviews the
Join Todd
in Hollywood, like Adam Sandler.
We go down there and my brother's like, do you have your material? I said, what do you mean?
Rebel Wilson.
I couldn't interact with these people, so I put on this American accent and pretended to be American.
And Isla Fisher.
I just wrote a passionate letter explaining how much I wanted to be a clown, begging them to accept me.
Download new episodes of The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner every Thursday on PodcastOne.com.
Ha 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 ha. Ha! All right. That's what I got to do that. And then the next... And then the next... And then the next motherfucking thing that I got to do. Blow it out your ass. The squirrels that I heard... Good, Art. What's up with you, Art? Look at this. See, so there was his setup, man. Where's his... Is that his board? Yeah, there's his board right there. And he had his camera. So, he was like... Wasn't he videoing before any of us were... I think he was. The thing was, who wants to look at some asshole in a studio unless there's something to look at? That's why, you know, we put me on video because I look like a freak. And Art is just interesting to look at him, especially being out there in the high desert. I know, hold on. Hold the goddamn phone. This looks like one of those things where a guy gets up to go to take a shit and then comes back and... I'm trying to reach... God damn it, don't bother me right now. I'm trying to get this cable unhooked. Is he on his knees? Yeah, he's kneeling down in front of the... All right. All of Leary's dead but his head. Yeah. That was that cryogenic thing that was going... We were talking about Ted Williams, man, doing that thing. Okay. What am I doing here? What am I doing? What I want to do is I want to make sure that I got my song ready. Let me make sure I got my song ready. And then we're going to do the show. Then we're going to do the show. What do you mean iTunes is being updated? No, it wasn't. Fuck with me. You'd be the last motherfucker you fuck with in this fucking life. Where is this, man? I'm looking at the song. In this goddamn life. Because I'm not afraid of dying. I ain't afraid of dying. Not now. Not fucking now. You know, you get old enough. I don't give a fuck. What do I, you know, what? So don't fuck with me. Well, leastwise, you know, if I'm alone, but if I'm with somebody... All right, now. Okay, so here's what I want to do, man. Play later. Let's check this out. Play next. See? Dig that? See what I'm saying? Now watch this. Dig this.
New to Podcast One, The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner. Join Todd as he interviews the biggest names in Hollywood, like Adam Sandler.
We drove down there and my brother's like, do you have your material? I said, what do you mean?
Rebel Wilson.
I couldn't interact with these people, so I put on this American accent and pretended to be American.
And Isla Fisher.
I just wrote a passionate letter explaining how much I wanted to be a clown, begging them to accept me.
Download new episodes of The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. podcasts.
Hey, it's Phil Henry. All the voices you're about to hear are going to be performed by me, or were actually performed by me some 10, 12 years ago. And we're going to hear them tonight. Because this is the final day of our, and I say tonight because we're recording this at night, but it is a download, and you can listen to it at your leisure, as you know. This is our final day of tribute to Art Bell. And during the pre-show, I had some, I found a really cool video online of Art and his late wife, Ramona, and his studio. You know, as I mentioned yesterday about radio dogs, and those are people that just, you know, we were, I don't know if you say we were born for this business or, because we're not all that glamorous. You know, we're creepy looking and we've got all kinds of equipment. That's pretty much me, minus the creepy looking part. It's Art. And here's I believe that's Ramona. Am I right about that? I've got this, a collection of stills that were taken, photographs that were taken in Art Studio back in the late 1990s. And I think they're from 98. So that's got to be Ramona. They're from 90, 98, 97 and 98. And one of them was, the date looks suspiciously close to the time Hail Bop was being tracked. So, you know, that's Art. So what we're doing this week, as you know, if you've been listening, and I suspect most of you have, are playing back bits that we did on our show that satirized what Art Bell was doing. And tonight we've got some real gems. We've got, I think this is the, like the first mention of Goblin Juice in the entire series of bits that we did. We also have the, I think, fairly well-known Art Bell show we did on the anniversary of the moon landing. And this was in 2004? Yeah, 2004. And it was also an Art Bell show where they gave away a prize, literally, if you could decode what they saw on the moon. This was a message that General Johnson Jameson and Art saw on the moon. We also have the debut, I believe it's the debut of Igor, who became a laboratory assistant for General Johnson Jameson there in Saskatchewan, which we come to find out is where he had his underground, quote, laboratory, end quote. And one other, oh, probably, you know, this is probably this is probably the perfect show to go out on. It's one in which Art and General Jameson said there was absolutely nothing weird going on at all. So we have the anniversary of the moon landing. We have Art. And the discovery of a brand new planet. And we're going to start off tonight, or today. We're going to start off with this bit from January 22nd, 2004. And it is Art explains why he's working weekends. And we're also going to hear the first mention of Goblin Juice. Now, in one of these bits tonight, Art loses it. I mean, and when I say Art loses it, we're talking about the Phil Henry version of Art, not really Art. There may be people tuning in going, I understand you're doing an Art Bell tribute. Can we, you know, no, this is not really Art. It's me doing the voice of Art. But in one of these bits, yeah, he loses it. And then I think Ross Mitchell loses it in one of the bits. And, you know, they keep breaking the fourth wall, all kinds of stuff. So let's listen now to this from January of 2004. And these bits, by the way, tonight, I just broke my glasses. Nothing for you to worry about. They go from January of 2004 to, so they're all in the year 2004. I mean, that's how jam-packed the Art Bell material started to get. I would suggest, seriously, if you want to hear all of what we have to offer, get a backstage pass, which is a subscription to my website, which, you know, it ain't $4 a month, but it ain't 15. It's not like Netflix. It's worth it. It's 35,000 hours of quality record-breaking, groundbreaking, all-time, all-star, all-pro radio. And one of our fans was Art Bell, as we were fans of his, and I only say that in a cheap commercial way to further plug my website. All right. So look, while I still have some sanity left, let's go to our very first bit of the evening. January 22nd, 2004, why is Art working weekends? And Art loses it in this bit, and we also hear, for the first time, the mention of Goblin Juice. Here's Art. Oh, you fucking piece of shit. I don't believe I got to do this. I don't believe it. Hold on. God damn it. We're not going to... I don't fucking believe this shit, man. You mother... Fuck you, iTunes. Honest to God. Fuck you. Good. Finally. No, not finally. Wait. What up? You know, I'm going to have to put it in here, man, you cunt. God damn. What do I got to fucking do here, man? One. Are you sure you want to remove? Yes, I do, bitch. This really hacks me off. Really fucking hacks me off. Fuck you. We're updating things. Are you sure you want to do this? Nothing strange. Hold on, everybody. Moon landing anniversary. New planet. Art working weekends. God damn it. Now, if I do this. What are you doing, man? Why are you not playing it? Oh, I did what I got to do. Okay, now I have to do this. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I want, man. All right, so we go all the way down here to the bottom. All right, cool. All right, we're rock and roll, motherfuckers. All right, let's start this shit all fucking over again, bitch. iTunes is being really fucked up. What they're doing is they're saying, no, you're not using us for everything. We caught you trying to pull some shit. And I'm like, well, who gives a shit? And they're like, we do. So what I'm going to do now, iTunes, is fuck you. And why I'm using you is my default. Anyway, thanks for the ride, Art. We'll miss you. Ain't it the truth? Although I have to say, I don't like the fade to black thing. There's no fade to black. Art's alive, man. He's alive. And he is part of the grander thing. Anybody, did you ever see the movie? And you're going to laugh, but did you ever see the movie The Incredible Shrinking Man? Grant Williams was the actor, made in the 50s. It's got a goofy title, so you automatically dismiss it. But I got to tell you something. That fucking movie ends with a monologue by the actor. Because he isn't cured. He continues to shrink. And the film climaxes with a life and death battle that he has in the basement of his own home that he occupied with his wife. And now she thinks he's dead. She doesn't know where he is. He's about this fucking big down in his basement. And he has just done a life and death battle with a fucking spider. He survived a cat, just a house cat. But for all intents and purposes, as you and I watch the movie, we're like, God damn, this guy's just gone through living hell. And there he is, and he'd made a sword out of a fucking pin. So, like, there he is with his cat. Who's your cat, man? Catmandu. So anyway, he staggers outside. There's a, you know those grates that you used to see at the ground level around your garage? You always had those grates that you could look through as kids, you know? I guess it was to vent carbon monoxide, you think? Anyway, he, as the movie ends, it's night, and the spider's dead, and the cat is gone, and he crawls through, he's now so small, he can go through the little tiny square in this grate. And he walks out into the night, and he looks at the stars, and the camera follows his gaze to the stars, and he delivers this monologue that's, it's breathtaking. He talks about, I'm part of the universe now. He said, I'm part of everything now. Now, this is a cheese ball. Maybe it was American International. I don't know. But whoever wrote that ending little monologue that is delivered by the character, the Incredible Shrinking Man himself, by the actor Grant Williams, it was great. Great piece of writing. He says, it doesn't matter. He says, it doesn't matter what happens to me. What's happening to me is good because now I'm not getting smaller. I'm getting larger. He says, I'm fucking, he didn't say fucking, but one imagines that he did in his mind. I'm now fucking huge, motherfuckers. Well, now, no. I'm fucking huge. No, but he, you know, I like to think that's true of all of us when the time comes. Okay, let's quit fucking around. Let's do the do and the funky chicken too. Let's get our shit together and let's do the final installment of this motherfucking show. Our tribute to Art Bell.
New to Podcast One, The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner. Join Todd as he interviews the biggest names in Hollywood, like Adam Sandler.
We drove down.
Hold on, I want to do it again. Sorry. I got to do it again. The level was fucked up. Ready? You're not? I don't care.
New to Podcast One, The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner. Join Todd as he interviews the biggest names in Hollywood, like Adam Sandler.
We drove down there and my brother's like, do you have your material? I said,
what do you mean?
Rebel Wilson.
I couldn't interact with these people, so I put on this American accent and pretended to be American.
And Isla Fisher.
I just wrote a passionate letter explaining how much I wanted to be a clown, begging them to accept me.
Download new episodes of The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts.
Oh, you motherfucker. Again. One, two. Buckle my shoe.
New to Podcast One, The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner. Join Todd as he interviews the biggest names in Hollywood, like Adam Sandler.
We drove down there and my brother's like, do you have your material? I said,
what do you mean?
Rebel Wilson.
I couldn't interact with these people, so I put on this American accent and pretended to be American.
And Isla Fisher.
I just wrote a passionate letter explaining how much I wanted to be a clown, begging them to accept me.
Download new episodes of The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts.
All right, let's fill it. Let's try this again, man. One, two, three. No. I didn't want that. I wanted the... Yes, you see. Let's do this. No.